Well, he won a special election back in 2012 and vying for another term. Part of our spotlight segment this morning talking about Ed Romaine vying for that term in the town of Brookhaven as far as the supervisor's post. And we welcome him this morning right here, LI in the AM. And Ed, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Jay. How are you?
Can you believe it? You won back in 2012. I remember it like it was yesterday. And here you are vying for another term, 2017. You know, Ed.
Well, I should say I also won in 13 and 15.
So yes, you did.
The fourth time I'm running.
You certainly did. And, Ed, you and I go back a long ways, the RIV days and everything else. I remember the county clerk, North Fork County legislator. I mean, I don't know anyone more as far as experienced in the field of government right here in Suffolk County than Ed Romaine. What do you think?
Well, I thank you. I also want to thank Newsday. As you know, yesterday they endorsed me, and in the endorsement they called me Long Island's most effective town executive, and that's a direct quote. So I was very pleased by that. Look, you work hard. You try to do the right thing for the people you represent. Brookhaven's a big town. It's got a lot of challenges, and every day I wake up, and I'm ready to go.
Ed, I've been a resident of the town for a long time, and I remember before you actually took control of the town, there was some shaky situations happening, especially with the town's finances, and you came in and you really gave a kind of a structural balance to it all. That had to be a tough go, though, right then and there.
Well, it wasn't that tough. You just have to remember two things. One, you don't spend money you don't have.
Right.
And two, you don't go into debt for operating expenses. The town, by the way, for the last 3 years, 4 years, has had a structurally balanced budget. We have the only municipality to pay off all of its pension debt and not to go into debt again to our pension costs. So we're doing very well. We've got three straight years of AAA bond ratings from Wall Street. The town is in very good financial shape.
No question about it. And, you know, the thing I always remember about your regime is how you have fought the zombie home, the so-called zombie home. You know, the home that is certainly unkept, not lived upon, except maybe for squatters, in essence. It certainly brings down the values of other homes in the area. You took this fight head on. And, you know, listen, you've done a lot of good things here. 2,000 vacant homes, I think, in the area.
Well, we're going after the banks because the banks have not kept up. They helped cause this recession. They got taken care of. But a lot of the communities in which the foreclosures took place were not taken care of. What we're doing, and what I've done for the last 3-4 years, is we've targeted those homes that are structurally unsound, and we tear them down. You don't maintain your house. You don't fix it up. It becomes so bad that it's going to fall down. We'll take it down. Last year, we took down 52 houses. This year, we'll take down 60 houses. Next year, we'll take down 100 houses. But I've also asked the state for some money because some of these zombie homes can be saved. And I'd rather save them and fix them up and make them available to first-time home buyers and veterans and help preserve a community as opposed to not preserving it. I think that's the way to go. So we're working on that as well. Look, Brookhaven is full of challenges. Zombie homes is only one of them. But we're going to reclaim our neighborhoods, and we're going to rebuild our neighborhoods, and we're going to build a better Brookhaven.
No question. We're talking with Ed Romaine. You know, the vision that you've had for East Yaphank, I find to be fascinating. Mixed-use development near the expressway, electrification of that Ronkonkoma line to a new train station there. You know, a lot of people are very excited about this. Ed, can you give us any updates?
Sure. We're moving forward. We've been lobbying the MTA to move the Yaphank station, which is in the middle of nowhere off Yaphank Avenue in the county complex. No one uses it, to move it east off William Floyd Parkway. And believe it or not, we got $20 million from the MTA to move that station. There's going to be an announcement within the next 2 weeks by the governor. Because following that announcement, they're also going to announce that they're beginning work to electrify from Ronkonkoma to East Yaphank. Getting ready for that, we're getting ready to build a new transit-oriented development, a new kind of downtown around that station. We already have Brookhaven Lab right up the road. We have a huge housing complex under construction called Yaphank Meadows, and we are going to develop around the police station and the industrial park right there. This is going to be a second Ronkonkoma hub, except it's going to be called the East Yaphank Hub.
Right. No question. It sounds great. I mean,
well, it's one of the things that we put in our application for Amazon.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if we're going to get Amazon, but we're certainly going to do all the things that we can. And even if Amazon isn't coming, we are going to be looking to develop around the airport, at the Dowling property. This electrification of Long Island Railroad to East Yaphank and the new train station will help tremendously.
That sounds great. And you talk about really getting some life into this area, such well-needed life. Certainly has been dormant for so many years. That's something to really look forward to. What about this whole shared services plan, Ed Romaine? It's going to save a lot of money, over $60 million in 5 years. And really, it's all by turning over some of the sewer and water districts to the county there. If you can explain that a little bit more, I think people are somewhat pleased over this, what it could be.
Sure. The whole goal of government, we spend too much money. We need to consolidate services. We need to share services. We were one of six applicants that got a $50,000 award to study this, and we're in competition for $20 million. There's five upstate counties and one downstate community, the town of Brookhaven. We put together a plan where we would turn over some of the sewer systems to the county, merge some of the water districts into the Suffolk County Water, do a number of other things, share services, for example, a truck wash. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but trucks need to get washed, school buses need to get washed, et cetera. Build a regional truck wash for the local school districts and highway departments and things of that nature. Little things like that save so much money. We put together a plan that will save $60 million. We should be hearing in the next month or two from the state whether we won that award. None of that award is going to my budget. All of that award is going to consolidate services, to share services, and to increase efficiencies, because taxpayers are paying too much, and we want to reduce the amount that they're paying, which is why I came in with a 0% tax increase in town general and part town general and general highway this year.
No, it sounds fantastic. Also, you've been heralded with this whole thing with the recycling situation. The opening, I guess, the island's first single-stream recycling plant just a couple of years ago, talking about this garbage crisis. It looms large. The town landfill slated to be closed, I guess, in the next 10 years or so. So a very important deal happening under your leadership, going with a private company to open this single-stream recycling plant. We know rates have risen all in all, but the facility expanding, deepen its impact, and, the vision really is there. What kind of brought this to attention way back, Ed?
Well, when I came into office, it was very clear that garbage was going to be a big, big issue. And my predecessor wanted to expand the landfill and take it up to, right now it's at 270 feet to 320 feet, and expand it tremendously. Look, landfill is a technology of the past. My desire is to close the landfill and look at other technologies to get rid of solid waste. One of them is by increasing recycling. You reduce the amount of garbage you produce, you recycle the garbage you produce, and you reuse those products. We built the first single-stream recycling. What does that mean? Well, if you don't live in Brookhaven, let me explain. It means all your recyclables go in one can one day a week. And I have to tell you, I'm actually putting out two cans, and it's just me and my wife, because the more we think about the types of goods we can recycle, and we have an ongoing public education program, the more you can recycle, the more you can get rid of. Now, we also recycle and help the towns of Huntington, Smithtown, and Southold, many school districts, and several villages to do this. We've become a regional recycling center, and we can reduce the amount of garbage we produce. And the next thing to do is figure out what we do with the garbage that's left, and we're working on several solutions right now.
Talking with Ed Romaine. He is vying for another term. Supervisor, remember, he won the special election back in 2012. Did win 13, 15 up here right here in 2017. Ed, what is your feel here regarding the county in general right now and going forward? We know there is a large deficit. There's a lot of bickering within the county legislature. A lot of back and forth. You know, you have the Amazon, you have the Ronkonkoma Hub. Well, the Amazon, we can only hope, 50,000 jobs. The Hub, the Heartland Square Project. There's some good things happening here, Ed, but the key thing is getting these jobs here, Ed Romaine, no?
Getting the jobs here and also having a county government that functions. As you know, the county has not been able to balance its budget for the last 8 years. The county has a structural deficit of several hundred million dollars. These are drags on, and for whatever reason, they haven't been able to get together and solve that problem. And you talked a little bit about the bickering. This is a good time for me to say we used to have that type of bickering in Brookhaven Town. I am very fortunate that we do not have that since I've become supervisor because I work with all my council people, regardless of party. All of my council people work together. They have a common vision and a common purpose. You don't see any fighting in Brookhaven Town. You see people working together across party lines to get things done, and I am very proud of the six people, regardless of the party they're in, that I serve with. And if there's a secret to success in Brookhaven Town, that's a secret of success. We work together. We don't fight against each other.
That is true. You really never hear of anything. You know, we had the three amigos here, Foley, Legercio, and Laval, and you talk about camaraderie. Very impressed by that, and that's a sign that things are running smoothly there.
Well, they are, and it doesn't matter, really, if those two gentlemen are in the same party, but we have people that aren't.
Well, Valerie Cartwright, I should mention her as well. Does a nice job
there. Valerie Cartwright and Jane Bond. Jane's a conservative, Valerie's a Democrat. But it won't matter, because when I first came in, the board was 4-3 Democrat, and my election switched it to 4-3 Republican conservative, so to speak. But I don't look at people through the lens of party. I look at people through the lens of they're there, they got elected, they want to get something done. Let's figure out a way to get it done. Let's not be petty. Let's not fight. Let's work for the greater good. And I've got to tell you, the people in Brookhaven Town Board, this board, the previous board, responded to that and worked together. And I am very blessed by the members of my town board.
Ed, is it open arms again in welcoming back to the family Mastic Beach Village?
Well, we don't have a choice in that. The residents voted to end the village and return to the town. So under the law, we have no choice. But I will tell you what we're going to do. We do have an obligation and a responsibility. Mastic Beach has not had all the services that it needed. For example, They never took down a zombie house. In the first year, 2018, we'll take down 50 zombie houses. We've already targeted them. We also are working, and if you saw the Long Island Business News 2-3 weeks ago, there was a huge back page ad about urging people to consider investing in Mastic Beach and all the incentives that we would provide. We're going to help revitalize Mastic Beach. We're going to create jobs. We're going to pave their roads. We're going to put up streetlights. We're going to improve the parks. Oh, by the way, the parks all stayed as town parks, despite the fact they were in the village. So we're going to build on something and get Mastic Beach back on its feet and get it unified again. There was too many divisions within that community, and that did not help that community or the village.
No question. A lot of back and forth, a lot of bickering within the mayor. We all read the stories there, but back in Brookhaven's hold here. Let's go a little bit into two big categories, drugs and gangs. And we know, listen, we've got the problem. We know Brookhaven right there. Ed, what are we doing to improve the situation? We know the forces are out there dismantling these drug rings. But
well,
in essence, what are we doing out here?
Drugs and gangs. Let's talk about gangs first.
Go ahead.
I will tell you, and again, I don't look at party politics. I will tell you that with the current police commissioner, we have worked very closely. And usually what happens is when they go into a house, we get notified so we can send our building inspectors in, because this is still America. Our building inspectors can't go into someone's house unless they have a search warrant or they have permission. But if the police go in, we can go in with them. We've gone in and shut down a couple drug houses, and we shut down two drug-related, gang-related bars in Patchogue, if you recall.
Yep.
And we took those bars out, and yes, the police went in and they made some arrests, but had nothing to do with gangs. We were able to shut it down because they had all types of code violations. So what the police can't do, and oftentimes when they arrest someone, they're out on bail the next day, but when we come in, if we find code violations, we can condemn a building, shut it down, and it's closed, done. And they can't go back. So we work very closely with the police. On drugs, we have two psychiatric social workers that do counseling. We have Narcan classes. In fact, we just had one last night. We have Narcan classes training people throughout the town. This is Red Ribbon Week. Today at 4 o'clock, we will be premiering a film on drug prevention and drug abuse, a 20, 25-minute film at Town Hall. It will be circulated to all of our schools, our civics, and our chambers of commerce. We got a Department of Justice grant. We are, as much as we possibly can as a town, trying to step up and address this crisis before it overwhelms us.
Very important stuff, no question about it. Ed Romaine vying for the another term of supervisor town of Brookhaven. Ed, before we let you go, obviously another term and another agenda. What's the top three things Ed Romaine would want to accomplish in the next couple of years?
One, moving that rail station to East Yaphank and growing business and industry. Two, preserving more of our open space so we're not overdeveloped and have congestion. You go on a road today, there's congestion all the time.
Everywhere.
And we've got to be very careful about future development and how it's structured and done so we don't add to road traffic congestion and degrade the quality of life. And three, keep on going after the banks and clean up the mess that they've left from the recession and get these foreclosed homes either fixed up or knocked down.
Is there an end in sight to high property taxes?
No. Unfortunately, I'd lie if I say that, because the town constitutes about 6% of your tax bill.
Yeah.
Even though we send out the tax, our tax receiver sends out the tax bill, we're about 6%. The school districts, that's a problem. And what we should consider, or might consider, is taking school taxes off property so that, because we have a lot of people that are property rich but cash poor, and maybe adding them to either sales tax or income tax or some other tax. That's up to the state. I'm amazed. You go to most of the states in the United States, the state picks up the entire tab for education, and it's not based on a local property tax. Maybe we need to really seriously consider how we tax, who we tax, and how much we collect. The school districts make up about 70% of our tax bill, and they are very expensive. We also have to look at the police district. Even though that's a small percentage, it's about 15% of our tax bill. It's still twice what the town taxes are.
It's a lot. Those contracts, they're killing people. That's what it is.
They are, and again, leadership is important at the county. And we look to the county for that type of leadership and those type of solutions. I haven't seen it coming yet, but I'm sure they're working on it, and I give them credit. Right now, what I'd love to do is I'd like to call an island-wide conference. I'd like to get the governor involved so that we can find ways to reduce the cost of government. This efficiency and shared services grant that we got is the governor's attempt of saying we have too many units of government, and he's absolutely right. You go elsewhere in the United States, there's one unit of government. It's called the county, period. They run the fire department. They run the school districts. They have consolidation. We have a lot of local lines. People don't like to give up local control, but it's getting too expensive.
Nah, you're right, 100% right. And I like the idea. A lot of people haven't spoken about that. We know the schools make up 70%. We need a revamping. That's what it comes down to, and it has to come from the top, no question.
Got to be something that with the state, because the state runs so many things. Everything we need to do, both counties and towns are creatures and villages are creatures of the state. Anything we need to do, we've got to go to them for. We really need to sit down and have an island-wide conference about this. Because otherwise we won't be competitive. Otherwise too many people are going to leave. Look, I'm not a young guy. I'm 70. And I can tell you a lot of people in my age category are retired, and they're thinking about leaving, going to a cheaper state because they can't afford to live here any longer. That should not be. We need to really sit down, put Republican, Democrat, and whatever else on the side, and look at intelligent solutions to move this island forward, to remain competitive, and
it's the only way to do it. The only way to do it. Partisan politics does not work. I mean, look at Washington. Look what's happening down there, trickling down to our
mess. And we don't need that mess.
No.
What we need is people stepping outside their political roles, their partisan roles, and saying, let's look at the problem, and let's look at the various solutions. We've got a lot of smart people. It's time to come together and work for the island and work for our future. And we don't see that happening. And it's a shame.
Yeah.
I'm ready to step forward at any time and work with the county and the state on solutions to reduce property tax.
All right. Ed Romaine, well done, Ed. We wish you the best of luck. And I'm sure we'll talk to you right before the big day.
Thank you so much. Jay, you have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Ed Romaine, vying for supervisor of the town of Brookhaven.